Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And we are very much looking forward to 5 a.m. on Monday. Who looks forward to 5 a.m. on Monday? Larry Richard and Kevin Battle.
That's right. I do. Glad to have a job. Glad to be able to come to work every day. I love doing mornings.
When I came to KDK 32 years ago, I just wanted to be here for the 100th.
Oh, yeah?
Who was snorting? Was that you or Rasmus?
That was me. I said I love doing mornings when I'm sleeping.
Yeah. Every Thursday at this time.
Wait a minute.
We are joined
You just
by...
wanted to make it to 100?
Yeah. What happens after that?
the election. You better stick around, Hoss.
Election day is
all
Tuesday.
I gotta say.
Election day is Tuesday. All right. After that, we'll be commercial free. Joining us every Thursday at this time is, yes, from Pittsburgh Magazine editor Brian Heslip. Brian, are you excited for our big birthday? Come on, just lie, make it up.
Oh, no. It's on my calendar, definitely.
Yeah, he has a whole magazine's focused on us.
Yeah, we actually have a story in the November issue about it. So, something to look forward to.
Well, I know that you guys are talking about 2020 overall. It's brought more than its fair share of stress and anxiety. So you're offering us some relief.
Yeah, we did a list of just 25 charming facts about Pittsburgh that have nothing to do with an election or pandemic for people who just want to do a little escape from that for a while.
I'm good with that. So what do you got?
Yeah, there's 25 of them. We're going to give you a couple here. The full list of names used by the amphitheater in Burgesstown, you know what those are?
Star Lake. Coca-Cola Star Lake.
Look at him go.
Post-Gazette Pavilion. Then it became like First Niagara. First Niagara, not Viagra. and then wasn't it Key Bank?
Key Bank Pavilion.
And now it's this year. It changed
S&T.
Perfect score, yeah. S&T. It changed every decade. It changed.
I got him.
At one time when First Niagara became Key Banks.
Did he get them all?
IC Light Amphitheater was down at Station Square. I remember that.
Oh, look at you now throwing out the names.
Remember that.
Yeah. How about this, Brian?
Well, I was a marketing director. I had to know these things. But I'll tell you what, though, because I'd come back into town and somebody would say, oh, it's out at Star Lake. And then I'm like, what's this other pavilion? I'm like, no, it's the same place.
We live in Pittsburgh. It's going to be Star Lake for most of us forever.
Well, here's a little trivia for you guys. The original plan was they wanted to build an amphitheater outside of Allegheny County so they didn't have to pay the amusement tax and other taxes. Mm-hmm. So they went first north to where Seven Fields is now, and they had that land, but they couldn't get the clearances for 228 for the traffic.
It got all tied
up, and Pat DeCesar was one of the real estate investors in that deal, and then they ended up creating Seven Fields or whatever was built on the land. So then they went south to Washington County, and one of the pitches to the people was, you know, the parking was an issue, they said, to go to the old Civic Arena. They said, oh, well, you can come out here. It's wide open spaces.
And then he charged you $20 to park.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Got a huge field. $20.
All right, what else you got? That was great.
Yeah. The names of the sloths at the National Aviary are Valentino, Vivian, and Wookie, who didn't get a classy name, but okay.
Should be Slow and Mo. Slow-mo.
Yeah.
They're sloths, Mo. Sorry, Slow. Get it?
Between 1910 and 2014, how many UFO sightings happened actually within Pittsburgh city limits? This surprised me. There were 119 UFO sightings in that century. So
it's funny, it all happened after midnight near the bars.
On the south side.
That's the sloth.
That was the Wookiee.
Wookiee.
It's the only Wookiee news.
Wookiee, Valentino, and who? Vivian.
Vivian.
Oh, okay.
Vivian. That's an oddball name. All right. What else you got, Brian?
Okay. 57 varieties.
I mean, for a sloth.
Exactly. Very classy.
It's classy for a woman, but not for a sloth. Go ahead.
Heinz 57 varieties. We all know or heard of those. In 1934, that included such winners as Heinz Cream of Oyster Soup, Heinz Mock Turtle Soup, and Heinz Breakfast Wheat, which is sort of like cream of wheat that Heinz was doing back then.
Heinz Mock Turtle. What the heck is a mock turtle soup?
It means it's
chicken.
Faux turtle soup.
It's chicken.
You can get that down in Aetna, but you're getting the real stuff.
Yeah, that time, the restaurant down there, yeah.
What's the name of that place in Aetna at the curve there where they're famous for their turtle soup? Oh, man.
Yeah.
I could see the sign.
I could see it, too. I drove by there every day for years.
All right, one more, one more.
Yeah, one more. Okay. The U.S. Steel Tower has an unusual record. It's no longer the tallest building even in Pennsylvania, even though it's the tallest in Pittsburgh. But it is still the tallest building in the world with a flat roof.
Who keeps track of this?
People who care about these sort of things.
PittsburghMagazine.com.
Yeah, because most buildings now, I don't know if you know, that these tall skyscrapers, to win records, they build all these giant antennas on top of the buildings and peaks and, you know, a little bit like almost like the, you know, even downtown.
Yeah,
so
One World Center in New York City is 1,776 feet tall. It's actually like 1,500 feet with a 276-foot tower on the
top.
That's
cheating.
Yeah, it's cheating. Steel building.
Yeah.
Legit.
So we have a flat roof. It might leak, but we have a flat roof.
That's legit.
And real quick, you got Ryan Peters and TikTok making Pittsburgh even more famous.
Yeah, he's the chef at Ironborn Pizza and Pasta, has locations in Millville in the Strip District. So he got into a TikTok in 2019 when his college-age brother visited him and told him about this thing that, you know, young people were doing. He had 20,000 followers on his Instagram. He started a TikTok. It's now over 1 million followers watching him, like, make pasta on this account. It's that Peter's Pasta is his account name. He has got one post that has 35 million views.
What?
This is crazy
That's
stuff.
More than watch the World Series.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right.
And it's not even fully making pasta. There are, like, little clips of him, like, you know, putting eggs in and water in dough. So,
you know how many tourists come in from out of town just to go to a venue like that and see, oh, look, there's a picture of me standing in front of Iron Pizza.
Marty Griffith just walked in. He has 35 million views this morning. Just checking him out. Read all about it, PittsburghMagazine.com. Also news about Seven Springs and Laurel Mountain and Hidden Valley with their ski passes. You're going to have to do it online. They don't want to touch anything. So, Brian, have a great weekend. It's going to be the longest time we've been separated because there's that extra hour of sleep over the weekend. So we'll talk to you next Thursday at 8:05. That'll feel like it's 7:05.
It'll feel too early. Talk to you later.
It's still too early. Yeah. All right. Brian Heslop, editor of Pittsburgh Magazine and our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.